Hey humans, David Smalley here from the Dogma Debate Podcast, right here on Podcast One, where we talk about all the things you're not supposed to discuss at work: religion, politics, abortion, racism, slavery, and that's only when we open the Bible. We discuss Islam, Islamophobia. What does that even mean? We chat with vegans, animal rights activists, and even visit factory farms to see it for ourselves. I invite people from multiple backgrounds to convert me into their worldview. But as long as they're okay with being respectfully challenged, you better bring your evidence. And I never lose sight of how both the left and the right are seeming to lose their minds. So basically, we're solving all the world's problems right here on Dogma Debate.
And you've been missing it.
Watch our 360 virtual reality videos on the Podcast One app and download Dogma Debate on iTunes, Stitcher, or PodcastOne.com.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and don't forget all of the voices you hear on the show today will be performed by me, I think.
Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yes, I've insisted on doing the intro to the show because you can hear my voice is not much better, I can tell you.
That is great. You sound bad.
Thank you very much. I'm Margaret Gray, and this is General Galen Shaw.
Yes, hello.
And Robert Leonard.
Hello.
And Bud Dickman.
Yes.
And General Galen. Oh, I already said Phil Hendry.
Thank you. So you're insisting on doing this. Why?
I have to loosen the throat up, Phil. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Have you been to the doctor?
I have, as you know. I've been over to Dr. Hodenfeld, who has been dealing with Frank for a long time.
He's the guy that's dealing with Frank's the gender confusion, right?
Yes, the neurosyphilis. You can say it.
No, you didn't want to be. We want to be sensitivity.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, bud. Give me a break.
Well, Margaret, why put the kid down?
He doesn't care about being sensitive. You yuck it up, bud, every time I mention it.
No, but Mr. Henry said.
Right, well.
Yeah, so, and me too.
All right, so what's everyone looking at me for?
We're wondering how the voice is, you know.
Let's worry about you.
I'm worried about you, Margaret, right now, okay? We're wondering how the voice is.
The voice is fine. It's going to get better. You can tell there's an awful lot of, there's a huskiness to it, you know? And when I say there's a husky, you can hear it. I sound just husky.
Well, what do you mean you sound husky? Like you're...
Not like a man, no.
Well, it's what it sounds like.
I mean the huskiness.
It's thick.
Yes, there's a thickness. And I just think if I use it a lot, it'll loosen up and get better.
Well, let's see if that works. And in the meantime, you have our sympathy. Do you want any hot water?
Your sympathies?
Yeah, you have very much our sympathies. Not sympathies.
Did you lisp on purpose because, so help me Christ?
No, he didn't. Sympathies.
Yes, ma'am, sympathies.
Do you want hot water or anything, Margaret?
I'd like a cup of tea, yes.
I'll get it immediately.
I want the chamomile.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is it. This is the state. And you know something? It's Christmas time, so why not? Why shouldn't someone around here have laryngitis? That seems to be the way things are.
Well, you know, it used to be that way for me when I was younger. I got laryngitis. And then, back about 15, 20 years ago, before I started with the flu shot.
Now, I know. You say. Now, what the hell happened this year?
I got it late. That's what I'm thinking. I got it late. I didn't get my flu shot till like October. I usually get it in September. And I got it right when I was getting this cold, you know?
Well, maybe that made it get worse.
Maybe the flu shot somehow arrested the bug so that it stayed there. I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe the flu shot, yeah, caused the cold bug to say, what the hell is this all about? I'm not about to run out on my, well.
Yeah, in other words, so the cold bug is sitting there thinking, I ain't running out, I'm no chicken. I'm going to wait here.
No, because of the flu shot. Yeah, on account of flu shot.
Are you making the tea?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't think so, bud, and the rest of you.
Or
the rest of you. I think a cold bug doesn't think, it can't feel.
Phil, obviously we're saying that, but we're thinking that there's something that was an unconscious core. You know what? F it.
All right, so what I have here and what you have, Margaret, and what we all have is I have a little bit of this cold left. I had a sore throat the last 2 days.
You had a sore throat last week.
Yeah, but son, they say if your sore throat lasts more than 3 days, you should go see the doctor.
Yeah, that's what it says on the package when you get the pill.
Yeah, is that what it says? I've been going to the doctor, like, weekly, so don't worry about that. Today we're going to look into Yuletide. You know?
What do you mean Yuletide? I know I'm giving you a hard time.
We're going to look into Yule as opposed to Christmas.
What do you mean Yule? As in Brenner? Oh, come on.
As in Yule, as in the old pagan celebration, which, you know, the term Yule, a lot of people use for Christmas. But in fact, it is a distinctly different celebration. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It is a celebration of heathenry. Here's a term that I didn't even know. I knew that the term heathen existed. I might even have known that the term heathenry existed, but I didn't look at it in terms of a religion.
Let me see that. Heathenry, religious movement, the pagan, scholars, the religion.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. Heathenry.
Get out of there, William. Quit. Don't grab the thing.
Grab what thing?
The copy, that's what. Heathenry.
Yeah, let me see that.
Give me your blood. Heathenry does not have a unified theology and is typically polytheistic.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, there's more than one God.
Oh, now, Phil, that's paganism at its worst. That's hellbound stuff.
Oh, horse dung. Hellbound stuff. It's a system of belief. Okay? It is a system of belief. That's all there is to it. Now, you know, because everybody's talking about Merry Christmas these days. You know, they're all...
Everybody's, that's the latest thing. Everyone's saying Merry Christmas because Trump wants everybody to do that.
Yeah, well...
No, Trump can't make you do that.
No, he can't, but he can. He's getting it so that unless you say Merry Christmas, you're some kind of an asshole. Excuse my language.
Well, you know something? I would love to have that man walk right up to this girl here and say, I want you to say Merry Christmas or else, because he'd get a groin full of...
All right, take it easy, Margaret. You're talking about the president. You know, you can't...
Can't threaten a president or anything.
I'm not going to threaten him.
Well, talk about getting a groin full.
Yeah.
All right, back off, everybody. So, heathenry. We're going to talk with Don Mixa about this.
Now, what is Don Mixa? The guy who's the engineering professor?
Yeah.
What's he got to do with this?
Apparently, he started going out with a former student of his. She was a student of his in his engineering class, and she's a pagan. So, in order for him to be able to go out with her, he had to do pagan stuff. So,
are you kidding me or something?
No, I'm not.
In other words, the guy...
Don't say it, Phil.
Well, obviously.
So, in other words, this man, to take advantage of this girl carnally, has converted to a way of life that we left behind thousands of years ago?
I don't think it's a way of life. I think what he's probably doing is he's, you know, once a week, they go in the backyard and light a fire, and they go, ooh, whatever the hell they do. So that he can...
So he can go ahead and, you know, do and the funky chicken, too. Hoochie-coo.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, my God, that sounded like a loose bowel movement.
Ow!
Phil just slammed his own face.
Mr. Henry, you just jammed your glasses into your eyes.
I know what I did. All right, let's take a break here and let's take a traffic break right now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with our man. Traffic. It is Bob Bacon. Up in the sky, Bob, take a look at what's it look like for us, huh?
Hey, Phil, right now you're going to ground it. If you haven't been down ground round, you're going to want to see that because they're waddling down there until past 5. Well past 9 o'clock tonight is all the shopping that's going is going out south. You went out on the west side to do some shopping. There's an awful lot of traffic out there. The people are creepy, and they're creepy and they're crazy, too. There's a creepy crawly all over the cave, and there's a cake up there. As a matter of fact, so I'm paying to take a look at that and take a lick of it if you really got the guts. Here's going to the sky bowl right now.
Hey, Bob, I got to say, I'm going to do it. And I'm gonna get my ass out of here, that motherfucking bump punch, right? And there is, of course, the deal we're late today to the sailor out there on I-90 and the 15 freeway. That's about all there is to it, and you can take that and take that to the back here as Boyd's got any sweet camp.
You trick all the time.
Christmas, a wonderful time of year. Hello, I'm Santa Claus, and for something like 6,000 years, yes, well before the birth of Jesus, I've been going down chimneys or whatever passed for one. I've been giving people presents. I've been getting in a sled, going off with the reindeer, going to the North Pole, sitting down, getting a cup of chili or something from the old lady, sitting back, sucking a pipe. Shit. Yes, this year, Santa Claus has it all at Boogerly's. Boogerly's, with your great gift giving. Boogerly's can give you gift ideas to give you the gift of a gift idea. When's the last time someone gifted you with the gift of gift giving, of gift thinking? Hi, I'm Santa Claus. When I run out of ideas what to get people, and you know, there's quite a few of them.
Shit.
Boogerly's in the Village Plaza. Call them now. If you have the number, that helps. If you don't, that's the breaks. Santa Claus here. Go to Boogerly's. I know I don't. Boogerly's in the Plaza Mall.
Hi there. I'm a little man, and I'm only 1 foot tall, and I want to go to see a wrestling match.
Yes, that's Jake Willems, one of the top wrestling promoters in all of L.A. Jake, who do you got this weekend?
Well, I'm not a hell man, you ain't though. It's going to be Big Jim Boo Boo and Doo Doo Head.
Big Jim Boo Boo and Doo Doo Head. This Saturday night, a main event heavyweight wrestling match at the Bochica Arena in downtown Los Angeles. What else? Jake Willems.
You can get a ticket.
You can get a ticket for Jake Willems.
$0.50.
50 cents. Top Pro Wrestling, as only Jake can present it, at the Bochica Arena in downtown Los Angeles. Don't screw up. Don't mess up. You've only got one chance. One chance only, man. Don't blow it.
You're really glad that you did.
Yes.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Those are our boys, Misery Slims. And that's all, folks.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking for you to play a full Misery Slims track like you done the other day for D.A. Dad.
Of course. We're going to close out the show today with a full track from Misery Slims. And, of course, C'est La Vie's and our new favorite band there, D.A. Dad. That's a great band.
I don't think I've... That's the new band you've been playing.
Right, yeah. Haven't really identified any of their tracks, but we will. So welcome back to our program, folks. Joining us here from our newsmaker... Well, on our newsmaker line, from Newsmaker Line. What is wrong with me? From his home in Toluca Lake, California, just moved here to Los Angeles, is Don Mixa. And Don, what are you doing? You're doing... I was told you're putting an addition on the house.
That's right, Phil. We're adding on a porch. Not a porch. Adding on an extra. I guess you could say it's an extra room because we're closing in one of the decks. That's it's an old house built in the 30s, and so it has an open, sort of an open space underneath here. We're closing that in.
So you're going to make that into a room?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to run some heating in there and everything like that. You know, everything like that. But it is a lot. It's an awful lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a. You know, I think it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful room and a beautiful home.
I didn't know you'd bought a home, Don. You're in where? Toluca Lake?
Yeah, we're in Toluca Lake.
That's a very wonderful part of town.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's removed a little bit from kind of old L.A. out there in the eastern portions of the county.
Now, it's none of my business, but it's not exactly El Cheapo out there, is it?
No, it isn't, but I was able to, I was smart with my money. I invested it, did the smart. I hope I did the smart things with it, and so I have a home out here. It's
how many square feet, if you don't mind me asking?
Phil, that's getting a little intrusive. Never mind, Don. You don't have to answer that.
No, I don't mind. Square footage here is probably smaller than you think, Phil. I'm about 5,500 square feet, but I got a great size lot. I like a lot of land. I don't really care how big the house is, but I do like a lot of land. So.
We're talking to Don Mixa. So, Don...
Boy, you're changing the subject pretty fast, huh? You're not jealous, are you?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous, no. I'm happy for you, but I'm not jealous.
Hey, because I know you had a house that was on the way to Malibu, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did, back when we had a big family, and I don't have that anymore. So, you know...
God, look at the guy's getting...
Phil, you're getting a little resentful.
Yeah, take it easy, Phil.
All right, I'm not... No... I'm happy for you, Don. Congratulations. I want to talk about this other thing.
Okay. By the way, Kimberly has helped me pick out the house, but she's the young lady that I'm seeing.
All right. Okay, and that ties into this how?
Well, she's the one that turned me onto the world of paganism and heathenry and Yule and the celebration of Yule.
The celebration of Yule. All right, so, and that's what we want to talk about, because I also have Father James Recorders coming on later on.
Well, that'll be a very interesting conversation. Catholic priest, and we're talking about the worshiping of, polytheism.
It's, you mean polytheism?
Well, okay, mine sounds just better than you.
It's polytheism, if you want, or polytheism, or polytheum.
That's where the Rams used to play. Actually, they play there now.
Where's that?
The polytheum.
It's pretty good, General.
Boy, that's just a riot. Okay.
Oh, take it easy, Phil.
Well, the whole idea behind Yule, Phil, is this. And, you know, this was what was celebrated before there was a Christian faith. People did celebrate the changing of the seasons. They celebrated the hunting season. They celebrated the abundance of the hunt and abundance of the harvest. And so we had the winter solstice, and we had the celebration of this this season that became Yule. They have the Yule log and things like that. Now,
the story behind the Yule log, what is that?
The Yule log is something that they just burned because they wanted. I you know, what they did is they went out and got a Yule log, and they said, "Let's, you know, this will be our Yule log." And they sat around and they told stories, and they made up stories stories of the imps and the fairies that frolicked in the forest or something. That's what the pagan people did because they believed in elves and imps and this kind of life form.
All right, so they made up stories to explain them?
They made up stories to explain them. They made up stories to just make them more powerful than they really were and this kind of thing. And they did it around the Yule log because that was the fire. In recent times, since then at least, the Yule log has just become traditional. Well, it's the Yule log. You throw it in the fire and you look at it and pretend like you're, you know, you're back there in the days of the pagan people. You can do some frolicking if you want to. I'm not, Phil, just so you know, I'm not an expert on Yule. I got involved in it because this girl that I got interested in, she was going out on Saturdays with a bunch of people out there in the woods near Griffith Park and taking their clothes off or whatever. And, you know, I was very interested in her, and I asked her to dinner, and she said, well, let's see if you rate. And I took that as a challenge, so I went out.
And you got convinced, huh?
Like you were converted?
I'm converted to her. you know what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah, that's great, man. So, anyway, you go out to...
Well, Phil, you know, I'm trying to make a joke. I'm trying to keep it light.
I'm trying to be informative here.
All right, Phil, I'll be informative. I'm just telling you why. Why would a guy go to Griffith Park and take his clothes off if not for a girl?
I hope so. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But it seems to me, if that's the extent of your interest in Yule...
That's not the extent of it, but that was the beginning of it.
Yeah, that's what I think he's saying, Phil. He's saying that that's how it began for him.
All right, so you got interested in it that way. Now, then what?
Yeah, let me just ask this, General. Don, so you went out to Griffith Park. You've explained the Yule log to us. What other celebrations, what other rituals are associated with Yule?
Well, you're going to hold me to some specifics here. I should have brought along. I should have brought along Danny, who is one of the people that organizes this, what they call a forest frolic. That they, you know, they dance with the imps or something. I don't know the exact term for it. I should have brought him because he's an expert in this. He knows all about it.
Yeah, but you're the guy that's on the show right now, you know, and we know you. Put it into layman's terms.
I put it into layman's terms. You dance. You know, around the Yule log, you tell a bunch of stories about imps. I don't know, they can...
Buddy Bean, yeah.
An imp is like an elf?
It's like an elf. Then you say, yeah, this is great, you know, the Earth Mother. I mean, I'm sweating now, I feel like...
What are you sweating for?
I probably don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about. You guys are sweating me, though. I feel like I'm in some kind of a cop interrogation room.
Just asking you, man, about Yule.
I'm telling you everything I know about it. I was just looking to get laid. And
well, you know something, Don? A little something more is being asked of you now. Tell us about Yule.
But I don't...
Tell us!
I don't know anything about it.
Don, I brought you on this show...
All I want to do is get...
What up? Boy, you are really some kind of a simp. I used to think, Mixie, you had it going on upstairs. You're just a real sissy, aren't you?
All right, Don, I'll let you go, man. It's okay.
Didn't know anything about it.
Don Mixa, folks. And the story of Yule, going into a forest and frolicking and dancing about. Didn't he have any of that music he was going to play?
Yeah, he had some music. Here's some of the elf music that we was going to play.
Hey, what, okay, so this is, what is this?
It's like traditional Yule music.
They're talking about dancing around in a forest?
They're dancing to bring the elves out. They're dancing to bring the imps out, to Make them feel comfortable.
So they'll wander out of the woods?
Yes.
Oh, horse dung. I don't think that has anything to do with that.
Oh, I see, Phil. So the man you just threw off the air, you know more about it than him.
I didn't throw him off the air. He just hung up. What else you got, bud?
That's the Yule music. And then they have, heathenry here.
Oh, yeah, heathenry. This, I'm going to talk to Father James McCorders about this. And with more on Yule and the festivities of the season coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know the words to this, don't you, Margaret?
I do know the words to some of the traditional Yule tunes.
You know these?
Yes, this is... And then the elves... I'll have to recite it. I can't sing it because of my throat.
All right, go ahead.
Then the elves came out, and the imp danced along the log, and then the log... The fuck is he...
Hey! Come on, Margaret.
You laugh at me.
Well, you said log.
Gives a shit if she said... God damn it, bud.
I'll try it again. And then the imp skipped along the log and looked at the humans assembled and said, O ye, the abundance, the harvest is at hand. The tractor needs gas, and as soon as I'm back from the Phillips, I don't know. What's so funny?
Nothing. We'll be back, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil has a look on his face of just resigned disgust.
Well, Phil, take it easy, man.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, when you dance along the log, then the humans say, let's have some nog. When the nog is on your lip, then your friends will give you lip. Then the...
All right, thank you very much.
Those are the lyrics.
Man, there's nothing like a Cusperson's five-horse engine to get that job done fast. Hi, I'm Wenceslaus Giddens. And you know, every winter, I've got to get the corn in, bring in the harvest, and I also want to make sure that the dishes are done, and certainly I'm interested in having the beds made. Well, whatever I need done around the house, I've got a Cusperson's five-horsepower engine that I can turn on, and it sounds really bitching in the garage while it doesn't do anything. It scares the neighbors, though. The Cusperson's five-horsepower engine. Get it at all Uhlman's department stores. Lester Gonad here for the Gonad News. Industrial, economic, financial, we've got it all there in the Gonad News. We publish twice a month, and we'll send it directly to your house. Directly to your house. It won't stop anywhere. It'll go directly to your house and stay there. It'll stay there until you get it off the front porch. If anybody tries to pick it up and throw it away, we'll gun them down from a tower at a distance of a quarter mile.
Wow, man. That's dedication. The Yeoman's News. Get it.
Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Back to Henry. We got sickness here, man. I'm sorry for the bad throat.
Well, you don't sound as good as you used to either.
Yeah, Margaret and I are both still with the bad. I thought it was better, too, you know?
Yeah, you haven't been on the air very much.
What do you mean I haven't been on the air very much?
Well, last week, didn't you take a couple days off?
I didn't. I took the one day off because we had a technical problem. No, I've been on the air plenty. Don't worry about it. All right, so Father James McCorders is going to join us now from, actually, he is in the Diocese of Santa Barbara these days. Father McCorders is, this is one of the reasons why, to answer your question, Margaret, why he hasn't been on with us lately, because he has been given a new assignment up in Santa Barbara, and Father McCorders, congratulations, first of all, on your transfer, huh?
Yes, sir. It's a new assignment here in the diocese, Phil, and I'm excited about it. Santa Barbara is such a gorgeous... Although I came up here a couple of months ago, just in time for these devastating fires, we've had such a terrible time of it. But we're having a dinner tonight celebrating here at St. Eustace, which is our new parish, and quite a wonderful group of people they are.
Why, the fires have been... well, you know what? You're closer to us here at the... El Pacifico.
Oh, am I? And you're where?
We're down here, down the coast around Port Hueneme, Ventura.
Okay, so you're... Okay, well, I didn't know that. I love the fact that you will be closer, but go easy on me, all right? Because I don't want to see you guys all the time. I've got other things to do, and...
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Father.
Don't get defensive about it.
Well, Father, it sounds like you don't want to even see us.
I don't need a lot of people hanging around when I'm trying to get my... That's a bad way of putting it.
Yeah, you know it is.
What I'm saying is, yeah, sure, come on up, but...
You're busy.
Most days I'd be busy.
Anyway, Father James McCorder's here. Father, we're talking about Yule, you know?
Oh, yes, the Yuletide season.
Yeah. And the fact that there are a lot of people using it as an alternative to the Christian celebration of Christmas. And you know, of course, that President Trump has a big push on to say Merry Christmas. So how do you feel about it? Do you think that that is pushing people away from the Christian celebration or closer to it? How do you feel about that?
You know, Phil, to be honest with you, I don't think anyone really gives a sweet you-know-what. You know, I think people are going to celebrate Christmas. If they want to celebrate Yule, that's fine. I like to think that we are an open-minded church, the Catholic Church, which has gone through quite a bit of change here the last 100, 150 years, has within itself the ability to be elastic, to an elasticity, to embrace all kinds of people.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to be celebrating a Christmas without the birth of Jesus.
Oh, no. By all means, no, it doesn't. It also means that if you can bring some spirituality into your life, we feel that's better than none at all. And, of course, it will lead you eventually, we hope, to the belief in Jesus Christ as the Redeemer, as the only true Son of God. That, of course, is the whole purpose of the birth of Christ. Now, as far as Yule goes, you know, to use Father Staley, who's he's going to come up and play for us. As a matter of fact, I said to him that I'm going to be on the air. He insisted that he come up and play.
But Father Staley, we haven't heard him in a while.
That'll be entertaining.
Oh, yeah, he's really excited about it. I said to Father Staley, I said, Phil Henry wants to come and talk about Yule. And he said, well, you know, and he used a few vulgarities because he's like that. He said, well, JCGD, you know, and MF, all of this. Understand that Father Staley is a man, a great, humble man of a religion. He's a man of the Lord, but he's got a foul mouth.
I understand. So what did he say?
Well, he said, you know, what are they going to talk about? I said, Yule. And he said, oh, who gives a... And the vulgarity. He said, as long as they're having a good time and there's some God, any kind of a God being worshipped, we'll get around to the one true God. But if there is no God, then it makes it tougher. Hold on for a minute.
So can I just...
Hold on. Hey, Father Stephen.
Yeah?
Play a number for us.
All right.
No, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. What were you going to say, Phil?
I wanted to know, any God at all, or...
Well, he said it's better if you believe in... Father Staley, did you say it's better if a man believes in, like, the pig God than no God at all?
Uh-huh. I bet you'll get just do it.
Because then eventually he will find his way to the one true God. And you said the pig God...
I said, believe a pig God, believe a butt. The God of butt. You know?
The God of butt. Nice. Here he is. He's going to play a song for us.
Now, what's this called?
What's the name of the song, Father?
This is one for the pig god.
It's one for the pig god?
No. This is a Christmas song. Here we go. Hey, everybody shut up. Please shut your holes.
Everyone, please. Everyone, go ahead, Father. Do the do.
When you see the star, then you'll be far. You will go see the star, the friendly star of Texaco.
Give me the gun. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. What a dickhead. Turn it off. Stop, Father. He's screwing around, Phil.
You tell him to do it serious.
Phil wants you to do a serious Christmas song.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Here is Father Staley. Everybody, everyone, please, in the name of everything holy, shut your filthy holes. All right, here he is.
Christmas time's for every boy and girl. When you go to the tree and you see the thing you wanted all year long. Maybe it's a roller skate, maybe it's a bong, maybe it's...
Fuck it! Alright, hold on, wait a minute. No. Wait. You don't...
I wasn't done yet.
I know you weren't done yet.
Let me talk to him.
Phil Henry.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, Father Staley, how are you, sir?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Father.
Merry Christmas, Father.
Hey, Father, just do a song for us about Christmas, you know?
I was doing, for Christ's sake.
before Lips here interrupted me.
How do you call them Lips?
Three gooses.
Give me the four. All right, Father, go ahead. Play your stupid song.
Christmas time is known as the time of the year for gift giving. I came back from the department store. I had a tree and some shoes. Someone asked me, what's with the box? I said, it's a gift for you. I set up the Christmas tree. Then you opened the box. Notice those are minor chords. And then I...
Come on, honey. So you can see, Phil, all he wants to do is jack around it.
I'm not doing...
Well, what's with the song, man?
What's the song?
It's about Christmas, you dried up Mick. Mick!
All right, hey.
I wouldn't give... Give me that. Hey, Phil, the song is about Christmas. What can I do?
What?
I want to do a Christmas song.
Father Staley, you sound drunk.
Yeah, well, no shit.
You know, Phil, I don't think it's right to be taking advantage of a silly asshole drunken man.
Christmas time is the time you go to your house. Well, I brought some shoes to the house.
Oh, you know what? I forget the words now. Everybody keep talking and drinking. Thank you.
He's going back upstairs. Where are you going? Hey, Staley, where are you going?
Throw up.
He's going upstairs to throw up.
All right. Thanks very much. That's, you know, a real stereotype there, Father McCorder.
What do you mean stereotype?
The drunken priest, you know, the what do you call it? The blaspheming priest.
Oh, whoa, sunshine. You asked me to have him come on the air and do it. That's what he knows. You know, Phil, don't turn all of this into a... you know, a celebration of your own inability to return to practice. You're a Jack Catholic, okay?
That mean?
All right, Father McCorders, thank you.
Uh-huh.
What's that mean?
A Jack Catholic is somebody, is someone...
He is a lapsed Catholic.
Oh, it's someone who's not going to Mass anymore.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying, is that a put-down?
Yeah, for a priest to call a guy a Jack Catholic, sure. I mean... You know, I don't see myself as a Jack Catholic.
Maybe you're Jill Catholic.
Yeah!
Don't ever do that, bud. Don't get out. Don't get off a line like that and then think it's one of the great, great laughs of all time. Don't do it.
Suffering from a variety of ailments here. Margaret's throat is wrecked. Mine's wrecked.
You're wrecked, all right.
We're going to take a break, take a 24-hour break and be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Margaret.